Everyone, it's Alex Davis here. I am so excited that you are joining me today. We are going to be talking about God's promises. The point of this podcast is to talk to you guys about what God's promises are and how they can impact our lives if we live for them, live in them, and confidently believe them. I am so excited that you have joined me. So let's just dig in and get started. So today we are going to be talking about the promise of rest. Why is rest so essential? Why does God promise that He will give us rest? So a lot of Americans, I would say most Americans, especially most people that at least I come in contact with, we have a really hard time of putting our feet up and actually resting. So we may say, let's just watch Netflix together, watch TV, but we're also looking on our phones, scrolling through our phones, texting, not even paying attention to the person that we are sitting with or the movie that we're watching. Okay, I am seriously so guilty of this, it's not even funny. Maybe we say, we'll rest and we're just going to drive and drive around and listen to a podcast, but then we don't even listen to the podcast. And all we do is sit in the car and worry about getting to our destination, whatever it may be, or just worry about the next day to come and not even rest our minds. I am so guilty of all of these things, and I believe rest to not just be, you know, like a physical thing, but also an emotional, spiritual, mental thing too. So, are we doing it? Are we resting? Are we finding the ways that God has created each of us to rest? So, I want to share a piece of scripture with you, a promise that God has given to us of rest. So, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Matthew 11:28-30. So you can truly see that in this scripture, he is saying to come to him, that he will give us rest. So it's not necessarily, if you look on, it says, take my yoke. So in order to find rest, we can't do it on our own strength. You know, we're humans and we're utterly sinful. We can't just rest on our own strength, obviously, because we're going to do all that we can to not rest, honestly, in my own personal experience. So how can we counteract this? How can we learn from scripture and truly rest in God, allow Him to give us the strength to shut off our minds and fully rest physically, emotionally, spiritually, and mentally? So, again, I want to share a little bit of something that I experienced a couple of days ago. Okay, actually, it was yesterday. And this is so cool. So, this is a story. I was just sitting down in my little devotional corner, this area of my apartment where I always sit down and just spend time with God. So when I was sitting here, I was reflecting on the day before and I was like, God, you bluntly told me and showed me through the situations of that day that I needed to rest more and be with me, be with my own thoughts, rest my body more, put my legs up, be creative, do more writing, not worry about all the tasks and to-dos that I had to do. Like, he literally forced me to. And I honestly did not enjoy it. It was so hard. But by the end of the day, I realized how much I needed it. And so I was like, thank you, God, for forcing me to rest in this waiting season that I am in. I open up my devotional for that day on the YouVersion Bible app, and it says, the title is resting in the waiting. I was like, oh my goodness, God, you are so good. You are so funny. Like, he orchestrates things in order to bring things to our attention that are so blunt, so bold, and so true. We just have to peel our eyes open and listen. And listen in a way that we can only hear his words and only see his face. What's really cool is it was covering Mark 6. So Mark 6, 30 through 56. And a piece of it is about Christ walking on the water, you know, to his disciples. And as I was digging into this scripture, I was amazed at the steps, basically, of just life that we encounter on a daily basis, on a yearly basis, monthly basis. All these different situations are basically embodied in this piece of scripture. So what I mean is the disciples and Jesus were first going out and spreading the good news. So that's number one. They were going out and spreading the good news. And that's what we are supposed to do as believers. We are supposed to spread the good news of Christ and our salvation. And then number two was to go to a remote place and rest. That was verse 31 in Mark 6, 30 through 56. So it said, let's go out to a remote place and rest after they had went out and spread the good news of Christ. And then number three was, again, go out and spread the good news again after they had rested. The people needed to hear the truth of God. So before that, Christ knew they needed to rest so they could do it again. And then they were pushed even farther, number four, to selflessly give, even in the wilderness. If there's wilderness in your life that you were experiencing, sometimes God calls you to go above and beyond to give to others. When you feel like you have nothing left, that is when you take his yoke upon you, like I mentioned before in Matthew 11, 28 through 30. Take his yoke upon you. And then number five is they went back to go and rest again. So they were pushed to their absolute limit by the yoke of Christ upon them. And they went and rested, verse 45. Then they were on the waters. So this is when the disciples were on the water and there was waves encompassing them. And Christ woke up, and it said about 3 a.m. he saw them after he had been alone praying. I think I said woke up. I don't believe he was asleep. I can go back and look. But he saw the waves circling the disciples, and he went out and walked on the water and showed himself to the disciples. So as the trials were surfacing, we must be courageous and believe. Courageously believe. That was number seven. So six is trials will surface. Seven is we must courageously believe. And then eight, as the disciples saw Christ, they went on to the next land and they watched Christ perform all these miracles. And let me tell you, it's crazy to me. It said that some of the disciples thought that Christ, like, thought it was like almost make-believe. They thought he was a ghost at first, and then they still doubted, even though they saw him walk on the water and calm the seas and calm the storm. So number eight was to love, give, and spread the good news and heal and show everyone who Christ is through his wondrous works, through the stories of old. So I can go through those really fast one more time, because these are all seasons that we experience ourselves. Number one is to go out and spread the good news. Two, go and rest. Three, spread the good news again. Four, selflessly give. Five, go and rest and pray. Six, trials surface. Seven, courageously believe. And eight, love, give, perform miracles, through the yoke of Christ, with the yoke of Christ, and spread the good news. So those are pieces that God really spoke into my heart of his promise of rest and that he will give it to us if we completely rest in him and allow him to give us the strength to persevere in the rest. So I hope you guys can really relate to that and that just touches your heart in a way that maybe you can go out and recognize that this repetitive season of rest, then work, pray. It's our lives as believers. We will be battling till the ends because this is our temporary home. The promise of rest is so essential, guys. I hope you can find the best ways to calm your mind and your anxious thoughts. For me personally, I have found that listening to podcasts helps calm my mind. I have found that sometimes going on walks and listening to them also does. I have found just being with people calms my mind because I'm very much an extrovert. If I spend too much time alone, I get way too much into my thoughts. I have found running calms my mind and my heart. There's a lot of different things, even baking and serving people the baked goods that I make. Whatever that is for you, find it and pursue it. I love you guys dearly. Thank you so much for tuning in again. God is good all the time. God is good. Talk to you soon. God's promises do not have a timeline.